Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our coverage of an irrelevant tennis event before Wimbledon. I'm Mary Jo Fernandez, here with world number 3 seed Rafael Wait, he's not number 3? Who else is there? Federer? Oh, Federer's above him? That's kinda sad at this point. Well, he's at least world number 2, 3, 4 or something. These things change all the time, we don't know how to keep track of them. Wait, he's below 5? Wow, okay. Anyway, please welcome Mr. Rafael Nadal. If you're listening to this interview on ESPN Radio, Rafa just came in and nodded his head like a rodent. Now, Rafa, you've overcome so much adversity. How do you stay focused after not winning the French Open?
I just try to go out there and play for sure, you know, for sure. Try to hit a couple of balls, serve really well, for sure.
We know you love tennis, but you seem to show more passion for soccer. Do you admit to throwing tennis matches to go watch soccer games?
Yeah, for sure, you know, try to play my best. Then, yeah, for sure, I just get some volleys going and, you know, for sure, get a nice topspin and, for sure, I play tennis.
That's not really an answer, but I'll accept it. So, Rafa, Wimbledon is the next Grand Slam, and you just lost the French Open. So where do you go from here?
Wimbledon, for sure.
One last question, Rafa. Are you single? I'm not. I'm just curious and feel like I should ask.
I don't know what you're asking, sorry.
I mean, are you single or are you seeing anyone?
Yes, I am in the singles draw. Yes, it is very nice for sure. You know, topspin, play tennis, volley.
Well, thanks for your time, Rafa. Once again, for those of you listening on ESPN Radio, Rafa just nodded his head like a rodent again and scurried off. I am now convinced that he is a rodent. A beautiful rodent. And now, to hype you up for the Wimbledon tennis tournament, we now cut to stock footage of Big Ben.
Boys and girls, happy birthday, if it's your birthday today, and welcome
back?
Welcome to the Golden Garage. Well, I shouldn't say welcome back, because, well, I should say welcome back because you're the one who left. I didn't leave, I was hiding from my boss, you know, hiding from my boss and stuff, so, because, you know, I can't leave. He's the one who locked me in here. So, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. How art thou? I like that part, too. Speaking of Dora the Explorer... Hey, good. Sorry, it's a cat. Actually, it's a mosquito, but, you know, there's... Yeah, I mean, because there are cats in the Golden Garage and other animals. But, you know, I just thought I should have said it was a cat, because Have I said there were cats in here? I know I've said there's raccoons and there's bears in here, which there are, and I'm terrified of all of them, more so than my boss. And he has threatened me with some pretty bad things. Actually, he's threatened to like cut my toes and stuff, but he doesn't know my toes regenerate. Anyway, yeah, I'm like a salamander. There aren't any salamanders in here, right? I'm not actually like a salamander. But I could be. I could be. How would you know? Yeah, so yeah, there was a mosquito. Yeah, speaking of Dora, there has not been any, there's not been any, what's the word, not ramifications. It hasn't been any compensation for Boots not being on that Dora the Explorer show. Now, I have not been keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, with the whatchamacallit, Dora the Explorer show. I've not been keeping up with that show because, you know, I've been in the Golden Garage trying to make and produce a podcast behind my boss's back, while trying to help him conjure up a plan for world domination. So I haven't had time to watch that good Dora stuff. Well, actually, it's not the good Dora stuff. I'm not talking about Dora the Explorer, the original series. I'm talking about that new abomination where Dora's like, what, like 20, and she has like 20 random friends, and there's no Boots. I still want my homie Boots freed, so y'all can go ahead and put your pound signs in front of words on social media and say free Boots. Put pound sign in front of free Boots and get that all over social media. We want Boots back. Bring Boots back. Anyway, like, what did they do to him? Listen, I know Beyonce didn't eat him, so what did they do with Boots? What did Dora do with Boots? She probably She's got a new pair of boots, trust me. Oh my gosh, that'd be horrible. Like, of all animals, she's probably still chilling with Swiper and, like, you know, hanging out with him. He like comes over to the house. You know, she's probably, you know, because you know what happens when people grow up, they start to be all weird and like start relationships and stuff. How much you want to bet Dora the Explorer is dating Swiper right now? She probably comes up. She's like, "Swiping, no swiping, swiping, no swiping, swiping, no swiping." Okay, that was an uncomfortable. That was an uncomfortable thought. And Issa, maybe Issa killed Boots because Boots wouldn't date her. Find out next time on As the Door Turns or As the Explorer Turns. Yeah. That'd be weird, Dora the Explorer soap opera. I'd rather watch that instead of this crap if, you know, Boots was in it, of course, because, you know. Not that Boots was the star of the show necessarily, but, like, think of the Golden Garage without, like, the, raccoons? Or, well, I guess me, I may as well be the Boots. I'd rather be the Boots than the Dora, because being a Dora probably means you just ditch your friends and go with these other human people because. Why? Because what, you relate more to them instead of the monkey? And don't tell me that was some imagined world. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Dora was there. I know she was there because her parents were there too. Well, like her abuela or something. Who was with her? Like, you remember there were a couple of adults that were there? Like, one time, I think it was like, yeah. They were her parents were there. Her parents were there inside Dora Land or whatever, you know. Come on, no. Don't get out here with those theories that maps not actually singing he's the map. Okay, well, I got off on a tangent. I should probably get off this tangent. Let me stand up for a second. Okay. Bye, tangent. Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Yes, so let's see. It's time for our, or your, well, it's our, let's share it, it's ours, for our pop culture examination. American Pharoah, with Pharoah spelled incorrectly, won the American Triple Crown in 2015. Yeah, that was a weird way to say it, but you know, I mean, you gotta date the give the date. Yeah, he won it in the year of 2015, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, is it he? Is it he? Yes, he's. Let's wait. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me look into this encyclopedia. Yes, American Phil is indeed a man. Well, how do you say his name? Is it Amer it, I know it's American Phil, but shouldn't it be like Phil or Farah? American Pharaoh, American Pharaoh, to Pharaoh, for Pharaoh, you know, because it has like the O before A, and the A is supposed to come before the O, and you know, you gotta have the A first. But wait, right? And yes, so winning the Triple Crown means that he won the Preakness. No, he won the Kentucky Derby. Let's just go in chronological order, you know, unlike his name, because you know, he didn't put the A before the O. But then again, I mean, he's got the A right, A in American, because A is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, and then the M. Well, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, his name's not in chronological order, because technically the A should be before the O in Philo, because Phil is Pharaoh, and the A is supposed to be before the O in Philo. But wait, what did I say? Wait, did I spell it? Wait, did I spell it as a Pharaoh? That's how you spell Philo. Look, this okay. Pharaoh. Guys, listen, we are more educational than Sesame Street up in here. We are more educational than Dora the Explorer up in here. Free my homie boots. You know, not that we met or anything. You know, and well, actually, no, we did meet at a Mets game, so that's what I was. Okay, anyways, yeah, like I go to a baseball game, like I'd go to a Mets baseball game. Anyways, now yes, American Pharaoh. Now, yes, I was saying like his name wasn't in chronological order or alphabetical order, I suppose. But because you know, A, because after A comes B, so you can't have M before whatever. You people love the Golden Garage, love the Golden Garage. Yes, American Pharoah won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes. So he won the American Triple Crown, but I thought the American Triple Crown was when you ate 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 3 wedding cakes, and 3 buckets of mayonnaise. But I suppose I stand corrected. Beyonce will not be eating that. Because, you know, Beyonce says she's vegan. And, you know, Cilla LeBlanc is probably vegan too, but no one cares. Serena Williams won her 20th Grand Slam at the 2015 French Open. Now the question is, will Serena Williams get to 22? Serena Williams is going to get to 22 Grand Slams because what? Oh, Steffi Graf holds the record. Well, technically it's someone else. Hold on, let me look in that old encyclopedia for a second here. Oh yeah, and I just want to say, Wikipedia. Who do you think you are saying American Pharoah won the American Triple Crown 2015, like using like the same opening as me? And when I say encyclopedia, I mean the actual encyclopedia. I'm not talking about Wikipedia. But when I say encyclopedia, actually, I just mean look it up on the internet in general and not actually, you know. Anyways, but you know, we're pretending it's a book. But no, guys, come on. You guys know I'm actually using an actual encyclopedia because, you know, when you want a word in an encyclopedia, it's not like you have to look in a whole bunch of, like, you know, editions or volumes of the book to actually find what you want. You know, you can just easily find it by opening a random book and finding what you want. Because, of course,
a published encyclopedia would have the fact that Amir Kanfil spelled incorrectly as the victor of the 2015 Triple Crown. What did I say? I said 2015, like I'm announcing the Golden Garage. Anyways, yes, so, oh, yeah, wait, hold on, give me a second. Give me a moment. Oh, it's Margaret Court, I think, who has 24 Grand Slams on the women's side of tennis. But I wonder why she is not respected like Steffi Graf. Maybe it's because... Yes. But I don't know, they always talk about Steffi Graf. Maybe because they underestimate Serena and don't think she's going to get to 24 and or pass Margaret Court. Anyways, but we're going to see. So, best of luck to you, Serena. And you too, Venus. No, I'm kidding. No, seriously, best of luck there. Best of luck to everyone out there in the world. Be good people and love one another. Be nice, be happy and stuff, and be good. Don't hurt other people. Yeah, try not to hurt people. Could you, like, do that and, like, not hurt? At least not intentionally. Well, I mean, you shouldn't indirectly do it, but, you know, like if you hit someone by accident and, like, if you trip someone by accident and they, like, fall into a pool and sprain their ankle. Well, okay, I guess that. Like, if you trip them and they sprain the ankle and it's completely by accident, not like you had any malice toward that person prior to the tripping of that person, then I suppose it's like, okay, well, that's forgivable, but still. Like, but, you know, don't, like. Anyways, oh yeah, and the boys brought the trophy home. The Golden State Warriors repping the Golden Garage. The Golden Garage Warriors won the 2015 NBA playoffs. Man, they're just, listen, Golden is taking over. Golden Inc. We're talking about that's the ink, that's the incorporation, that's the corporation that owns the Golden Garage. No, it's not. The Golden Garage is owned by the Golden Garage. As a matter of fact, my boss owns the Golden Garage, and I'm technically not supposed to be doing a show, but I'm out here, right? Yep. Yes. So it's just so good to see other golden things win championships, you know? It'd be so nice if we'd win something, like, you know, like an award or something, like a podcast award. They have those, right? Yeah, they have those. It probably goes to, like, the big ones, like, where they have, like, the, you know, those people talking and stuff. You know, when they're talking about, like, you know, like, tips, science and stuff, and those tech podcasts, and they're talking about, like, HBO shows that you gotta pay to watch and see. Yes, but yeah, it's just so nice to see so much dominance by athletes in sports, you know, talking about Beyonce, I mean, excuse me, I'm talking about Serena, because what sport does Beyonce play in, you know, because Beyonce doesn't play in any sports, no, what was she playing? I know it's not going to be a, you know, chicken eating contest. Yeah, I'm not roasting Beyonce for, you know, not eating meat, because you don't need to eat meat. I'm just, you know, oh, did I say roasting? Oh my gosh. Wait, let me rephrase that. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just saying, cause she's not, right? It's not going to be a chicken eating contest, right? Right? Oh, shoot. There's a chicken in the Golden Garage. Okay, no, but, you know, shout out to you people. I mean, you don't need to be out here killing animals and stuff. We had to talk about that. Oh, yeah, wait. For that episode, what episode was that? It was, like, episode something. I forget which episode that was. Episode 10, where we talked about the rhinos. What I was going to say, when I said, I don't know if I have to clarify this or not, because I don't know if anyone actually cares about the episode at all. or if anyone even listened. But, hey, I just wanted to clarify, when I said it's not, like, a mass issue, the extinction, I was saying, like, you know, it's not, like, every single human being has, you know, a list of animals that they've killed. You know, I mean, it's not like every human being is like killing animals and stuff. But, you know, I understand the issues and stuff. But, yes. And there are animals that would eat us. But yes, I'm not throwing shade at vegans. I wasn't throwing shade at Beyonce either. Wait a second, this is not a live podcast. I can edit things out. Let's carry on. Let's see. Yeah, Golden State turning up. Speaking of smart people, I didn't say anything about smart person before I said. Speaking of smart people, because what did I say? I said Beyonce. No, I'm kidding. Beyonce, shut up, Beyonce. Listen, if Beyonce came in... Listen, Beyonce, you know I jammed to your music. Go listen to Golden Garage Episode 5. I was singing one of your songs, man. Beyonce. Anyways, yeah, a student. This is, like, news from, like, months ago. But you know how we get our news from our carrier pigeons here at Golden Garage. P.O. Box Golden Garage. I don't know why I said that. Yes. A student turned down all 8 Ivy League schools for the University of Alabama. And why would you do that? But, you know, I know some people are saying, why would you do that? Because, like, those are, like, Ivy League schools, like, pretentious, you know, rich people turn up schools, you know. I understand why you wouldn't go to an Ivy League school. Because Ivy is a villain. Ivy's not Batman. She's not going to help you out. Ivy's a villain. So, yeah, I understand that. Speaking of video games and Batman, they, at E3, they... What they do? They announced games, because I don't want to get it incorrect. But yeah, you know, that Batman game, Arkham Knight, was released. So, you know how they're going to do now. You know how it's going to be. You know, because the Electronic Entertainment Expo just dropped that Arkham Knight. So, you know, got people playing Batman now. So, there's that. So I hope you get... Oh, speaking of games, yes, I remember why I had that in there. That was in there simply for the sake of segue. Nintendo is possibly going to develop a smartphone. You know, that'd be good, because finally Mario would have another weapon in his arsenal to use other than hammers and other plumbing tools that he uses. Like, you know, fire flowers. And there was something else I wanted to say. Crud, you know what? You know what? These raccoons upset me, because they should have told me to use that smartphone segue to go to the University of Alabama segue. Anyways, you guys... I guess they're not segues. It's not like these. But yeah, that's the pop culture. Wait, no, there was something else I wanted to say. I can't quite think of it. So we're gonna throw to an old commercial, and then we'll see if I can remember what it was.
In theaters now.
Oh, you guys have my attention.
From the creators of Frozen.
Yay!
And the creators of Wreck-It Ralph.
Aww.
Comes Big Hero 6.
Okay.
The story of the Michelin Man.
Mm-hmm.
And a raggedy-haired young boy who fight Astro Boy. Or something like that.
Okay, that's real cute, but when are we getting Incredibles 2? Or is that because, like, this isn't a Pixar-produced Disney animation movie? Because I don't like those
ones. And remember, kids... This is a Disney movie, so help make it a blockbuster.
But it's not Incredibles 2, so...
Big Hero 6!
Okay, but screw that, because it's not Incredibles 2, and I want my Incredibles 2, so miss me with that Big Hero 6 nonsense. Yes, Disney finally announced that there will be an Incredibles 2. A sequel to Incredibles. the reason why you didn't hear that commercial before is because, well, one, either you're blessed. No. is because, yeah, it's just, you know, the Golden Garage. Listen, do you know how many things get cut from the Golden Garage? We only put the best on this, John. We only put the best on. I don't know why. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here because I got beasties all around me scaring the hay out of me. Yes, and Jurassic World, the movie Jurassic World, had the, as of it being released, it was the world's biggest opening weekend for a movie, for a feature film, for a motion picture. Oh, great. Now Hollywood's just gonna keep thinking we want movies with dinosaurs in it. I thought about it. I don't want to make a joke about an old actor because, you know, I don't want to hurt Clint Eastwood's feelings. But, you know, but that's good. But maybe hope for, because, you know, you don't want just, you know, rehashed ideas from Hollywood. You want something nice and original. You want some original ideas out there, Hollywood. Maybe the best thing that could happen, ironically, is if Hollywood gets married to just creating sequels and remakes. Because remember, marriages don't last in Hollywood. Anyway, yeah. And that is your pop culture examination.
Disclaimer! We are aware that Dr. K makes a lot of mistakes when he is speaking his nonsense. Such as saying that Beyonce does not eat meat. Of course, Beyonce does not eat meat because she is a vegan. However, vegans do not eat animal products, while vegetarians do not eat meat. Now, of course, we at the Golden Garage are not experts in this area, as Dr. K is not an expert in anything. So, of course, we apologize. And we apologize for all the other mistakes that he made, because he is liable to make a lot. And even though those of you privy to topics such as the ones mentioned, you may have overlooked those small mistakes. However, we just thought it was necessary to do so, just in case you didn't. Then again, Dr. K is not necessarily wrong, because Beyonce would not eat meat because vegans do not eat animal products, and meat would be an animal product. However, of course, then again, maybe he is wrong because humans could technically be considered as meat, and perhaps vegans would eat humans and not animals. Of course, we are not insinuating that vegans eat humans. We're just saying that by definition, vegans not using animal products means that they would not use animal products, and as humans not being scientifically classified as animals, do not qualify as animals, so thus we, think that it could be possible, by definition, that, a vegan could indeed eat a human. However, if you do have beef with Dr. K because of this situation, then contact, excuse me, I did not mean to say beef, because that is not, I didn't mean to say beef, I meant to say if you have a problem or any questions, contact Dr. K, and, hey, listen, I don't get why anyone would listen to this show anyway, so, we apologize for Dr. K's incompetence. Thank you!
This is Sassy Taxi 2.
Taxi! 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 Taxi!
Street?
63rd?
Yeah, downtown.
What about please?
Excuse me?
What about please?
No, I said 63rd.
Oh, I know what you said.
It's just that you didn't say please.
Oh, please go to 63rd Street?
I go where I want. If I want 63rd, I'll go to 63rd. I want 62, I go 62. I go where I want. This is my taxi.
Could you hurry up? I'm running late for work.
Oh, you're late. You want me to drive faster? Is that what you want? You want me to step on the gas, huh? Make taxi go faster?
That'd be nice.
You think I'm slow, Grandma? You think I'm Grandma? I drive how I want. I drive like Vin Diesel if I want. Or I drive like the Golden Girls. I drive like the Golden Girls for you.
Sorry, what are you saying?
You don't understand? You don't want English? You want to press 2 for Spanish? You want to speak like a Speedy Gonzales and run on top of water buffalo? You want me to speak Chinese? You want me to speak like a Jet Li? Or Donnie Yen, Jackie Chan, or Nicky Ching? Nicky Ching from my apartment? That's what you want? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, you're putting on makeup. Why are you putting on makeup?
I didn't have time earlier. Now just hurry up.
You think you're an ugly woman?
What? No!
So you're not ugly. So why you put on makeup?
Oh my gosh. Just...
Answer the question! I said why you put on makeup if you're not ugly? Makeup is for ugly people, right?
Sir, please just drive.
What am I doing? My hand is on the wheel. You think I'm not driving? You think?
Shut up! Do you just want my money now or what?
Yeah, I want my money. You think I drive taxi in America to not get paid? Give me my money.
Here. Have it all.
You give me $20. What is this?
I'm paying you. What's your problem?
You think this is charity? You think this is PBS? You think this is non-profit organization thanks to viewers like you? You give me baby money? You think I drive taxi in America to get child's money? Allowance from mommy? Contributing just 5 pennies a day to support me? You think I'm joke? You think I'm a street performer with a little cup playing the piccolo like a toot toot who's happy with a little penny playing that piccolo like a toot toot? Think I drive taxi on dangerous streets so that I can order 2 things from the dollar menu? You think I drive taxi so I can go see a movie at the theater with Fonzie and the gang? So I can buy a small popcorn at the theater? You think I drive taxi so I can get ice cream from ice cream truck? So I can get a blue gumball from the gumball machine? You think I do this so that I can fill up my vehicle with a teaspoon of gas? You think that I do this so that I can have enough money to use the bathroom at a gas station?
You don't even have to pay money to use a bathroom at a gas station.
Oh yes you do. You have to pay $20. That is inflation, you know. But you think I go to work because I want to make 1/4 of minimum wage?
$20 is not 1/4 of minimum wage.
You're right. It's more like 1/10. You don't know anything about minimum wage. You think you know everything. You think you know everything because you got a little bit of makeup, huh? Because you're ugly and have to hide your face. You have
what?
To put all that dust on your face to try and
I put on makeup because it's self-expression. Why can't I use makeup? You have no right to tell me what I can't do. Look, I'm putting on more makeup. Oh, look, I'm putting on more makeup. It's autistic self-expression. More makeup. Oh, look.
It's not just because you're an ugly woman. It's gotta be because you're an ugly woman.
I don't care if you think I'm ugly, because you're an ugly person on the inside.
Oh, now you think you're inside of me. I see. You think that you're Osmosis Jones, or that you're inside of my endocrine system. You think that you can use my red blood cells as a boat? You think you are my spleen? You think you're spleen? You're not my spleen, because my spleen would give me more money than just enough to buy some lemonade from an ugly little boy who can't even make a proper drink.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry.
So where are you going?
Just 63rd Street.
To do what?
I work there.
But where do you want to go?
63rd Street.
So you want to go to Cold Street? Huh? You want to sit on Cold Road? You just want 63rd Street? No building? You want to sit on Concrete Road and get hit by a Prius?
not bad enough to get hit by a Dodge so your little bones get hit by a little Prius while sitting on the road?
I can't take this anymore. I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
Oh, you can't take this. I'm the one taking you.
I have gone through too much today. I have gone through too much. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm getting out. I'm done.
Get out of my taxi. Hey, hey. You left your purse, silly lady. Okay, whatever. I'll take your makeup and sell it to ugly people. I'll take your money and go to dance club. Yeah, that's right. Go to dance club. Enjoy myself. Yeah, go to dance club. Get out my taxi. Stay out my taxi.
Swiping, no swiping. Swiping, no swiping. Stop it. Swiping, no swiping. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's our show. I just want you all to remember to stay golden. And, through the good times and the hard times, stay golden, guys. Because in the words of legendary professional wrestler Dusty Rhodes, I've dined with kings and queens and slept in alleys and eaten pork and beans. Unlike Beyonce. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that Beyonce part, but Dusty Rhodes forever. And just remember, whether you're a vegan, a Hollywood remake, a video game, or a horse that cannot spell his name properly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, stay golden. What does that mean? You decide. Zoom, zoom. Yes, so thanks for spending some time for me. Be nice to people. God bless. Goodbye. Dr. K out.